Welcome to MLB.com Extra, Washington Nationals edition. I'm Paul Hagan with Matthew Leach. We'll be talking to Bill Ladson, the beat writer for the Nationals for MLB.com. It's been an interesting first half for the Nationals, a team a lot of people picked to be one of the premier teams in the National League this year, but they've been in a dogfight all year with the Atlanta Braves in the National League East, so it'll be interesting to see what they do in the second half.
Yeah, it almost seems like in the last month or two they finally come out of a slumber that lasted more than a season. I mean, this was a team people thought were going to win it all last year and struggled a little bit. And now it finally seems like in recent weeks we're starting to see the kind of ball club that I think a lot of people have thought the Nationals would be for quite a long time now.
No question about it. The part of the reason they started winning now is because of their awesome pitching staff, bullpen and starters. Part of the problem was that they struggled in the first half was because the offense was inconsistent. It was the same problem that they had last year. That's why they did not win the division last year. But with the entire group back from injury, Bryce Harper, Wilson Ramos, Ryan Zimmerman, they should start to really kick it in gear. And so far, it's been so good.
Bill, how do they make all these pieces fit? I mean, it's a good problem to have, but it's still a problem. They basically have one or maybe even two more guys than they have spots. As this second half comes along, how do they make all those pieces fit into the various holes they have to slot them into?
Well, Matt Williams already announced what his plans are. I mean, Ryan Zimmerman is going to stay at third base. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, even though he still can't throw, per se. If he's not playing third, he will play first, and that means that Adam LaRoche will get a day off. That's what that basically means. Bryce Harper is going to remain in left, and ever since Bryce Harper came back, Danny Espinosa has been on the bench, so he's the one that's really out of the mix right now, and he has not been hitting at all. So this is based on offense, not so much on defense.
You mentioned Zimmerman and Harper, who are obviously two of the most critical cogs to this offense. How confident are you and how confident is the club that these guys will show the power and be not just useful offensive players, but the really kind of driving offensive players that they need to be for this team to be as good as it can be?
Well, right now, Harper is in a slump right now, and he's admitted to me that he's got to get used to seeing breaking balls again and seeing, you know, off-speed pitches. But, you know, he's going to have to get used to it. It's probably going to happen during the second half, you know, that he needs to be consistent in the second half. And Zimmerman, he's starting to hit now, so I'm expecting him to be one of the guys to carry the team.
Well, there's been some national criticism of Bryce Harper for showing a little bit of a lack of maturity. How big a problem is that inside the clubhouse, and how do you see that playing out the rest of the season?
It's not a problem, Paul, and I'll tell you why. The guy's 21 years old. Bryce Harper does not have any power to make decisions, to say that Denard Span should play center, should not play center, or Danny Espinosa should play second. Matt Williams is the boss. He's proven to be the boss. And they pretty much told Bryce Harper to keep it quiet, and he has since that controversy started.
How has Matt Williams – I know there are a lot of questions about him coming into the season because he hadn't managed in the big leagues before. How do you think he's handled the first half? How do you think he's handled the Bryce Harper situation? And how do you see him maturing as a manager as the season goes on?
Well, I think he's handled the Bryce Harper situation great. If you remember, he took Bryce Harper out of the game early this season because he didn't hustle. So obviously he's not afraid of this player, a star player. If I had to give a scale of 1 to 10, I would give him a 7 because I think he doesn't wait for the three-run homer. He loves to play little ball. It's nothing compared to Davey Johnson, who loved to just wait for the three-run homer. So I think he's done a great job. He doesn't panic. That's proof because the offense has been struggling, and he has not made major changes because of it. So I give him a 7 right now.
It feels like, though, one of the biggest differences between last year's Nats and this year's Nats is the bullpen. What's gone into that being a more effective unit, and do you expect that to continue throughout the second half?
Well, I think, you know, some of the players, they're in the best shapes of their lives. I mean, we're talking about Rafael Soriano. He lost like 10 pounds. His slider has improved. Fastball has improved. If you remember last year, he ended the season on a bad note. Drew Stern had a bad year last year. I think the biggest difference is, you know, the mindset is much better than it was. I mean, Drew Storen didn't know if he was going to be here this year, but he is. He's a major cog in the late innings, and I think that's the reason a guy like him is having a great year.
Bill, I don't know if you're a big numbers guy, but I did a story the other day on run differential, and I think it's an interesting stat. The Nationals lead the division in run differential by a large margin, but they're neck and neck with the Braves. Does that make you wonder why they haven't done better in the first half, or does it lead you to believe that they have a real big second half coming?
I think they have a real big second half coming, Paul, only because the entire offense is healthy now. Harper's back, Zimmerman's back, and Wilson Ramos is back. I think the reason it's been neck and neck is because the offense has been inconsistent. And that was the major reason, I think. You can't blame it on the pitching staff at all. It's strictly offense, and I'm expecting big things to happen during the second half.
So one guy that's been a really big part of the first half, that's taken a really big step forward, is Anthony Rendon. Do you think this is just a hot couple of months, or do you think this guy really is this level of hitter? Is he a real, not just a good player, but a star player?
I think he's a star player. If you talk to the scouts I've talked to, they have raved about this guy. There's one guy, a scout I know, Hank Allen, Dick Allen's brother. He raves about him, saying that he's going to win several batting titles. Adam LaRoche said the same thing. So he's the real deal. And, you know, it goes to show you how much the Nationals are not afraid to draft a guy who was hurt. Because if you remember, Anthony Rendon had bad ankles, bad shoulder, and they still drafted him in the first round of 2010. And we've seen now why they did. He's really a great player. He can not only offensively, but defensively, he can play a great second base and a great third.
So if they've got the number of players they have on offense and more guys they have than spaces, they've got the rotation, they've got this bullpen, what do they need to do transaction-wise? What are they looking to do? What do they think they can accomplish between now and the trade deadline?
I'm not looking for them to make a lot of trades. Is anything, they might want to improve their bench. That's the thing that they're really looking at right now. There's nothing from a pitching standpoint or even the starting nine to look at, really. It's probably the bench, and the bench has underachieved somewhat, and I would not be surprised if they made a move on the bench before the trade deadline.
Bill, you talked earlier on about how good the starting pitching has been. I think if you said to a casual fan, one Nationals starting pitcher made the All-Star team, everybody would have said Steven Strasburg, not Jordan Zimmerman. What do you think of Strasburg's first half, and what do you expect from him in the second half? His numbers are good, but not overwhelming.
No, well, he had some mechanical issues during the first half, and but he's corrected now, you know, based on his last two starts. And I don't know. I just think he'll get it together by the second half. And, you know, these guys feed off each other, and I'm expecting him to be one of the best pitchers on that staff.
Are they set? I mean, it seems like a silly question, as good as he's been, but are they set now on Roark in the five spot? I mean, that was a question coming in. They cycled through a couple guys. Is that settled? He's the guy going forward, or is that still a place where they think they might upgrade or do something?
He's the guy going forward. I mean, there's really nothing to look at as far as the top five starters are concerned. And, you know, they have depth in the minor leagues in Blake Treinen. I mean, they're not going to pick up, a David Price along those lines. I mean, they don't need that. They need more bench guy more than anything else.
Bill, the Nationals are certainly a team that bear watching in the second half, a team that a lot of people think can do big things this year. Thanks for joining us.